Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, August 21st. The MLB's approval of your San Diego Padres comes with some inherited complications. More on that next, but first, the headlines. A socially equitable cannabis program is officially moving forward in our county's unincorporated areas. What this means is that the county is attempting to address decades of inequality from the so-called war on drugs. The program allows people with previous cannabis-related arrests and/or convictions, plus those in low-income and high-arrest communities, to have more opportunities to get an operating permit. County supervisors also approved of a slew of recommendations, such as certifying the Environmental Impact Report and California's Environmental Quality Act, zoning ordinances that allow for new cannabis facilities, and approving enforcement policies related to unlicensed business activity. County Supes also rejected previously recommended changes, such as a ban on outdoor growing and a 1,000-foot boundary from any youth center, daycare, house of worship, public park, or school. There are now new wildfire safety rules effective immediately. If you live in a fire-prone area, you are now required to reduce the number of combustible materials that are within 5 feet of your home. These include things like bark, mulch, wood chips, dead leaves, or any form of dying vegetation. These new wildfire safety rules were approved by a state board and applied to San Diego County and the rest of California. The new regulations are meant to reduce the amount of wind-driven embers that could start a wildfire. For the fifth year in a row, San Diego State University is welcoming a record-setting number of students. SDSU says that across its campuses, there are now more than 46,000 students. And within that total number, almost 7,000 are first-year students and more than 4,000 are transfer students. The university says this year's incoming class was selected among 124,000 applications, the largest in university history. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. Major League Baseball approved the sale of the San Diego Padres to a new group led by Jose E. Feliciano and his wife, Kwanza Jones. There will be many baseball questions for them, but for this week's Why It Matters segment, Voice of San Diego's Scott Lewis talks about some of the other issues they will inherit.
The Padres are second in attendance across all of Major League Baseball. More people go to watch the Padres games than attend games of the storied Yankees, Cubs, and Red Sox. The Padres also manage all of the concerts and events at Petco Park and share the money with the city. And there are more of them than ever, and they make more money than ever. But there are major challenges, too. The Padres fought a city law that raised the minimum wage for event venues, and they lost. And yet the biggest competitor to Petco Park, Snapdragon Stadium, did not have to raise wages. That all stems from the Padres' longstanding dispute with the local stage workers union. It wasn't the only setback last year. A citizens group sued and eventually helped kill the Padres' plan to buy Tailgate Park from the city and develop it. And Councilmember Sean Elo Rivera, who led the charge to raise the minimum wage, recently demanded the Padres pay more for the police that help provide security for events at Petco Park. The new owners will have to build a relationship with the city, and it will be interesting to watch. I'm Scott Lewis for Voice San Diego, and that's why it matters.
San Diego County supervisors and the sheriff are at odds over officers with Customs and Border Protection using a county firing range. Public Matters reporter Kevin Trevelin tells us why.
On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 to end license agreements allowing ICE and CPB, that's Customs and Border Protection, to train at a firing range in Otay Mesa. Shortly after the vote, Sheriff Kelly Martinez said she would not follow part of that decision and will instead continue allowing CPB officers to use the range. During a phone interview, Martinez said there's a difference between ICE's immigration enforcement efforts and CPB's focus on ports of entry.
They hold a very different role, and they are responsible for, they have a huge responsibility in this region for not only commerce and trade, but also safety and security of our border.
Before supervisors voted Tuesday, CPB had said ending access to the Otay Mesa range would impact staffing and increase wait times at border crossings in the San Diego airport. In a statement, Supervisor Paloma Aguirre says the board has spoken and its decision will be carried out. Kevin Trevelin, KPBS News.
The San Diego Police Department has finally released the conclusions of a controversial internal affairs investigation tied to a 2024 arrest. Reporter Katie Heisen says several officers are facing discipline.
Concerned San Diegans filed complaints over a 2024 arrest. They said officers' use of a beanbag shotgun and canines against an unarmed Marcus Evans was excessive force. The investigation found the officers did not follow use of force protocol in their release of police canines, and the second and third lead-filled beanbag rounds they shot at Evans. When that force was used, the investigation found Evans was only passively resisting the officers. It also found that two sergeants and a lieutenant failed to properly manage the incident. The rest of the allegations in the case were cleared or could not be proven. Internal Affairs told the department to serve discipline or notice of adverse action to the named officers by September 8th. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
A San Diego breaker is hosting a battle for one of the country's biggest breaking competitions. Arts reporter Audie McAfee introduces us to the dancer and the community that's kept him moving for years.
Luis Prado has been breakdancing since he was in middle school. He says his original plan was to impress girls. That didn't work out, but he didn't stop practicing.
I kept through with it just to pursue the sharpening of the skill. And it followed me through high school, followed me through college. Now as an adult, thankfully I can say I've experienced a lot of the coolest things in my life through breaking. And it's brought me here to represent San Diego in one of the biggest events of the country.
Prado will host San Diego's Red Bull BC1 Last Chance Cypher, where breakers will compete for a spot in the national final event. Prado's competed for a chance to advance himself. He tried to qualify at a regional event in Denver, but didn't make the cut. But Prado believes failure is a part of the process.
The challenge of it all, it's not being able to get it right the first time. It's a small goal, like a bite-sized goal that you kind of attack every day, where maybe you don't get the move the first try. It's rare that you do, and it's great when you do, but when you don't, it's the trying again part that makes it fun. And it's the ability to maybe create something that you were not expecting to create.
That persistence has taken Prado around the world. Today, he is part of two breaking groups. One is the long-standing Full Force crew. He's been a part of it for 5 years, and the crew has been around for 32.
They have a lot of history, multiple generations of history, to the point where now some of our older members have had kids, and those kids are in the crew. So they're like, you can see the lineage literally in front of you.
That sense of history is also part of what Prado sees in San Diego's breaking scene. He says the city has been widely overlooked.
I would say that San Diego has a very distinct identity, and it provides a very unique experience to people that are experiencing it for the first time. A lot of our best talents have not just exceeded expectations in San Diego, but they've gone worldwide to showcase the art form and what the San Diego style looks like.
Prado describes his dance style as wide, dynamic, and clean.
When I dance, I try my best to emphasize the moments that count, but even the in-betweens, they shouldn't look sloppy, right? To me, I think that if you provide a clean presentation all around, it makes it very legible for anybody to understand.
Without breaking, Prado says he wouldn't be who he is today.
All of my closest friends I met through breaking. I met some really, really close individuals that I consider mentors through breaking. And they're mentors not just in the art of breaking, but in life as well.
Prado will be hosting the Red Bull BC1 Last Chance Cypher on Friday. The national final will take place the following day. Audie McAfee, KPBS News.
As we do for you each and every Friday, here are some weekend events happening across the county. Another weekend in San Diego equals another film fest. All weekend long at MiraCosta College is the San Diego International Kids Film Festival. The festival features more than 100 culturally diverse films created for children and teens. You can visit sdkidsfilms.org for more info. Saturday and Sunday sees the 39th Annual Philippine Cultural Arts Festival taking place at Balboa Park. It's also known as Sama Fest and is quite simply a celebration of all things Filipino, meaning art, food, and dance, as well as there will be live performances. It's a free event, but attendees need to reserve their spot on Eventbrite. Sunday seems like a perfect day to learn how to square dance. And you can do just that in North Park at Verbatim Books as you enjoy the sounds of live fiddle music. No experience is necessary, just bring your dancing boots. Whatever you do this weekend, please enjoy. That's it for the podcast today. Today's podcast was edited by Tracy Tong and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.